The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over three counties trying to run that bad paper down. When the girl needs a steak, she forks a check out the market. She wants her a car and a place to park it. She don't do no work, just reaches in my pocket. The sheriff says my checks are bouncing like a rocket. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over four counties trying to run that bad paper down. Now if the kid needs shoes, it's all right with me. Come see me for the dough, easy as one, two, three. But don't go behind my back, stealing all my money. Then asking me for more, that's a no-go, honey. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Been all over half Oklahoma trying to run that bad paper down. I won't work a dick or use my two hands. If you take me for a mark, boys, and that's just how it stands. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Been all over Oklahoma, trying to run that bad paper down.
Fine way, what a great way to start a blues program. The distinctive vocal towns of Watermelon Slim, together with the band The Workers, taken from the album of the same name, and that's called Check Writing Woman, opening up The Raven and the Blues with a slight cough. My name is Dave Raven. However you're listening, whether it's on an MP3 player or on FM or wherever you are in the world, welcome to the program. We've got some great reports of some live bands I saw last week, some great new music, and loads of emails, which is great news.
Need a woman in bed with you. Tell her in front what you can do. It's easy, easy as pie. You don't have to BS, you don't have to lie. If you play the guitar, it won't be long. You'll be right singing a song. It's easy. You be big if you don't quit. If you feel kind of lonesome, friends inside, get yourself a dog, be alright. Get yourself two lucky you. One thing nice, will be there twice to love you. It's so easy getting through these times. So easy, your life and mine.
The rule of the
think she's ugly, I'm always depressed. She can go out and buy herself a new dress. It's easy for her. Solves all of the problems, that's for sure.
It's so easy getting through these times. So easy, your life and mine.
If cash is your problem, you might regret. Use that old plastic and slide deeper in debt. It's easy, easy you see. If tomorrow never comes, everything is free.
So easy getting through these times. So easy, your life and mine.
Laid-back stuff, JJ Cale, Eric Clapton, The Road to Escondido, and that's called It's Easy. It's the Raven and the Blues. You may hear some noises off. There's work in progress here at the Houseboat Studio. It's called camp shedding. Camp as in row of tents, shedding as in doing things with sheds. Basically, it's the edge of the riverbank, which has to be maintained and looked after. And ours is being, well, completely replaced, really. And so there's a man with a big hammer outside, which hopefully you won't hear too much of, but you may hear a bit in the background. I had a great email from Derek Larkin, Australia. Anybody following the news will know there's been some massive bushfires in Australia, causing huge amounts of damage. The town of Scamander has been sort of surrounded by fire, and that is also the home of Pete Cornelius, who we've featured many times on the programme. Now, Pete contacted Derek Lark and sort of said, I'll actually quote verbatim, "The fires down in here and in and around St Mary's have been insane. I couldn't get to my house until this morning. Thankfully, close friends and relatives were there to help me prepare. Got the house empty, well grabbed everything that was irreplaceable. Forgot how many guitars I had. But at this stage, everything looks okay. The winds changed late this afternoon. There's been quite a few houses up in Upper Scamander lost, and I'm sure the Falmouth Festival that I'm co-organising this year will turn into a benefit in the end. Let's hope all it's under control by then." Thanks, Derek, for sending that on, and happy Christmas to all of our listeners in Australia, and hopefully Pete has got all his guitars safe, and look forward to playing some more music from him. Music like this, taken from the album he did with Steve Arby out of Chicago. The album is called Free Range, and here he is with something called Bush Chook. Thank you. Chook is, but that's Bush Chook, jazzy blues there from Pete Cornelius in Australia. Last week I was in a pub called the Fighting Cocks in Kingston. It's a great venue. I've never been there before. It's a good, really good back room. The sound girl is staggering. Not quite sure what she's called. If I meet her again, I'll sort of find out more about her. But she really did a superb sound mix with the three different bands. It's a very goth pub anyway. You walk in, I'm by far and away the oldest guy there. Most people are in their 20s. Loads of goths. Really friendly atmosphere. Anyway, into the music room. The first band on were the Smoke Fairies. Couple of girls. Lovely voices. Not much stage presence. They were lightly kind of folky blues. Then the next band on were called the Cedars. I'd heard some good things about them, but I really wasn't prepared for what I got. Chantel Hill is the main vocalist. Jason is the guitarist. Stephen and then Pedro. Pedro on bass, Stephen on drums. They just have a superb Americana sound. Now, I know we've got many listeners to this program in the States, and you're going to get such a shock when you hear this. These are an English band. Their set is all music like this, and it's going to blow your socks off. This is called The Colour. Called the Cedars. That's their debut on the programme. They list their influences as Robert Johnson, Julian Welsh, Lead Belly, Mississippi John Hurt, Tom Waits, and so on, even Be Good Tanya's. Chantel, you're probably thinking, I can guess what they look like. Chantel will be about 5'10", blonde, perhaps with ringlets and things. Far from it. She's gamming, about 5'3", 4", but enormous stage presence. Superb band, and that's just a good example. That's very much a sort of a folky Appalachian style of them, but they do some great blues numbers too, and we'll be featuring them when I get some more material from them in the early months of next year. Hopefully also the band will be coming to do a live set as well, which will be huge fun. Somebody else coming to do a live set next year, no date set yet, with a band I actually went to see from Estonia. They're called Bullfrog Brown, I've had some great emails. Some people have enjoyed the tracks I've played before. I wasn't sure what to expect on stage. There's only really three of them in the band, and consequently, I wasn't certain how it was going to work out. The main vocalist, or the vocalist, full stop, Alar, he sticks in, and long, floppy hair, 60s style. And he stands behind the mic stand, and almost he's about the same width as the mic stand. Behind him is Andres on guitar, and then Ulla on harmonica. And they just weave backwards and forwards behind Alar on vocals. It's just a great thing to watch. Huge stage presence and a superb band. Here they are with a track from their latest album, Uncooked. This is called Snake Girl Blues.
sneaking round my floor. Snake girl, snake girl, sneaking round my floor. Said when I tried to catch her, she gonna sneak right out the door. Snake girl, snake girl, is there something on your mind? Snake girl, snake girl, there's something on your mind. Well, you wiggle all the way around me, double tongue me all the time. Snake girl, snake girl, rainbow colors on your skin. Snake girl, snake girl, rainbow colors on your skin. You can leave your skin at will, just adopt the mess I'm in. Thank you.
slow, longish track, which I chose because it really... because it really shows what the band are like, in a sense. Bullfrog Brown, the album Uncooked, that's Snake Girl Blues, Alar on vocals, Andres on guitar, and Ulla on harmonicas. If you get a chance to see them, do so. They're coming back from Estonia to the UK, especially to Scotland, and I think to other parts of the UK, and when they do, hopefully they'll come here as well. Listening to that made me think of another vocalist who had, but much older than Alar, who's brought back fond memories, and I'd been doing some research this week. The Animals, house band of the Club Agogo in Newcastle, and they were the house band, I think it was almost every Wednesday, as I recall. It was the age of 16 that I was allowed to go to the Club Agogo. I was allowed out one night a week, until then, scouts on Friday night. And after I did my O-levels, I sort of tried to convince my parents, a friend of mine in the scouts just loved blues music. Now, we've got to explain, because in the early 60s in the UK, you couldn't hear anything apart from light pop on what was then the home service, because Radio 1 hadn't been developed. There was no pirate radios. There was only Luxembourg. And on Luxembourg, you heard all this really black music, sort of the early days before Motown, but the soul and the R&B. But there wasn't much of that in truth either. But a friend of mine in the scouts used to go to the Club Agogo. And the special thing about the Agogo was it was in two parts. I think I've mentioned this before. And the main part with the jazz lounge was where the over-18s could be and you could drink. And the other part was called the young set. And any bands who worked at the Agogo, staggering, they did one set in the young set and then stripped all the kit down, moved around and into the next room for the jazz lounge. They should have had a revolving stage. Here is a recording of the Animals. Before they had recording contracts, recorded back in 1962, when at the age of 16 I saw them in the Club Agogo. Here they are with Dimples.
That's just a number called Dimples.
Charlie Hooker's Dimples. I'm not quite sure whether you felt the excitement coming through from that. It can still excite me 44 years afterwards. That's recorded back in 1962, I think at the Club of Go-Go. I don't really know, but it could have been. You can hear the light. The audience seemed a bit bigger there. But that is an example of Eric Burdon's voice from 44 years ago. I've been in touch with Eric, actually. He hasn't responded back yet straight away, but I'm hoping we can actually have a chat. He's a long way away. He's not in Newcastle. He's been in California for quite a while now. He's done some concerts recently in California again around the Christmas-ish period, and I've dropped him a line saying perhaps we can talk next year. But to give an indication of how he has changed, if you like, let's move to Eric Burdon of 2006, title track of the album he brought out at the beginning part of this year, The Soul of a Man.
I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I'm gonna ask a question, answer if you can. Can somebody out there tell me just what is the soul of a man?
Different countries, I've traveled to foreign lands. I found nobody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd standing talking, I came right up on time. I heard the doctor and the lawyer say a man ain't nothing but his mind. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. What is the soul of a man?
Man. Eric Burdon. He's been in America now, what, for 30 years, is it? Roughly, I would guess. Listen to that Geordie accent still. It'd be lovely if I can have a chat with him in 2007. Title track of the album came out this year, and that is Soul of a Man. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on Firebird Radio, and on earbuds of your choice, somewhere pretty close to you. Our special programme at the end of the year, in a couple of weeks' time, is going to be all our live guests. Not the live recordings, but everybody who's been here playing live will be featuring tracks from their recent albums. New Year's Eve on FM, and it may be a listen again, but it won't be a podcast, I don't think, if that makes sense, will be the New Year's Rock and Raven Party, where Mark Tarley and I are getting together between, is it 6 and 8? Yeah, 6 and 8 UK time, so 7 o'clock in Germany, 8 o'clock in Cyprus until 10 sort of thing, and doing the very best of party music for both blues and rock, and then handing over to Glenn, who's doing the rest of the music until midnight and things. So if you want to have a party and you haven't got a DJ, don't worry, you've got Mark and I. That's for New Year's Eve, that's a special programme, and it may be available again to listeners across the world, but I don't know, because of the music involved and all that sort of thing. It's about time we had the ladies back. Geneva Magnus, taken from a great album from this year on Northern Blues called Do I Move You? This one is I Give Up.
This is my last will and testament. Sorry about the too much money I have spent. All the times I was late with my rent. Every dollar that I turned to 50 cents. I give up. Lord knows I had enough. Won't you put me in the ground? Let me push up days. I work so hard.
My top 20 albums of the year. Actually, I haven't sat down to be. I must admit, it's a bit of a lie in a sense. I think it will be. If I sit down and do the list, I think it will be. Geneva Magnus, Do I Move You? And that is I Give Up. Okay, on the Rave and the Blues. Blues Matters is a really great blues magazine here in the UK. It's an unusual size. It's the size of a paperback, if you know what I mean. And so it's dead easy to read. And it's also good for indexing and putting away and things. The new one out now, issue 35, has got Gomez, Dave Arcari, a recent guest on the programme, John Lee Hooker Jr., and Jennifer herself, Jennifer Magnus, Son of Dave and Rich Hope, and loads of other good things too. If you want to find out more about Blues Matters and also sign up for it too, you'll find it, the link on the Rave and the Blues site. We'll put a link to that too. It's a really good magazine, keeping the blues alive here in the UK in all its different forms. Emails coming in. Let's have a look. There's been quite a few which I really should have referred to over the course of the last couple of weeks, but haven't. Thanks to Robbie John for your kind email, and also for Al Rosen from Canada. You sort of say that actually you've enjoyed some of the Canadian artists from Ottawa I've featured on the programme. It has been a good year, I think, for blues in Canada generally. Northern Blues is such a great label, signing not just acts from Canada, but also people like Jennifer there you've just heard, but also just as some really fine artists. And you mentioned Steve Mariner, one of the guests who was here with Harry Manx, and a great, great harp player. Looking forward to seeing him again, I suppose, too. Where to now? Alligator Records. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells together. The album is called Alone and Acoustic, and this one, fairly apposite for a houseboat on the Thames. It's called Big Boat.
Once I was standing down on the landing, when the big boat love pulled off and blow. Once I was standing down on the landing, when the big boat love pulled off and blow. Oh, it just hurt me to my soul. I knew I wouldn't see the little girl no more. I'm gonna write and tell her the shape that I'm in. Love, I got the right mama. And tell her the shape that I'm in. I've been hurt this morning. I don't want to be hurt no more. Lord, I'll be standing down on the corner. On the corner of Bell Rain. I'll be standing down on the corner, on the corner of Fifth and Main. Lord, when my heart in this hand, shaking hands with another man. I'll be standing down on the landing when the big boat log pull off and blow. I'll be standing on the landing when the big boat pull off and blow. Oh, it hurt me to my soul. I'll never see the little girl no more. Oh, yeah. It's a crying shame for my mama to be so mean.
I wonder why.
Lord, it's a crying shame for my mother to be so mean. She said, I told you about that no good woman. Oh, you wouldn't listen to a word I said. I said, I'm coming home in the morning, mama, and her crying won't make me stay. I'm coming home in the morning, and the girl's crying won't make me stay. Oh, yeah. Lord, I done cried
cried so much this morning. The little girl's about to drive me away. Before I go home, you know what? I'll be standing on the landing when the big boat pulls off and goes. I'll be standing on the land when the big boat pulls off and blows.
Don't let it leave you, man.
Oh, it don't hurt me to my soul. I'll never see this little girl no more.
Turn the boat around.
I'm gonna leave, yeah. Oh, Lord, I've been hurting too long. I'm gonna leave. I've been hurting once, baby, and I won't be hurting no more. I've been hurting once, baby, and I won't be hurting no more. I've been hurting once, baby, and I won't be hurting no more. I've been hurting once, baby, and I won't be hurting no more.
Lovely sparse recording. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, Alone and Acoustic, sums it up exactly, and that's Big Boat, Buddy and Junior's Thing. Okay, into the final 10 minutes or thereabouts of the programme. And last week I finished the programme with a track from Stuart Turner, a guy I met when I was with Dave Akari, or watching Dave Akari at a blues club here in London. And Stuart came all the way across from Rochester in Kent to do a session and actually got two numbers and had to go home. But when he sent me his album, he also sent me a copy of an album that he's produced from a guy called Chris Donymore, who I've never featured on the programme before. The album is called 0201 1978, which presumably, I guess, is Chris's birthday. And when you turn a CD over, when you get it for the first time, and you look at the track listings, occasionally, I don't know whether it is with me anyway, occasionally you suddenly see a track, you've got no idea what it sounds like, but you don't care, you just want to play that one first. So instead of putting the CD in the player and then playing track one followed by track two to choose a track for the programme, this one I went straight to track one, two, three, four, five, six. Track six, because of its title, and it was definitely worth it. It's called the North Kent Post-Industrial Hill Stomp Blues.
Raise a stain.
That's the North Kent post-industrial hill stomp blues. Chris Donimore together with Stuart Turner on vocals and guitar there. The album 0201, 1978. More from those, or more from that album in the weeks to come. Two more tracks to go. Here's Candy Cane. What a great title. Estrogen Bomb.
Even vicious, you best comply with all my wishes. Oh, I might drop the estrogen bomb. I'm talking about the estrogen bomb. I might scream, I might cry. There's no telling what I might try. I might laugh or I might fight. But whatever I do, I'll be doing it to you. Be careful, be cautious. I'm feeling sick, I'm getting nauseous. I'm feeling evil and kinda crazy. This will be bad and I don't mean maybe. When I drop the estrogen bomb, I'm talking about the estrogen bomb.
Talking about the estrogen bomb, the great Candy Cane from the album from this year, White Trash Girl on Roof Records, and that's almost it. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's dave.raven@bfbs.com. Website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. Let's close the programme with somebody I haven't featured for a long time, but I saw his name on the Cedars website on their MySpace page because he was at one of their gigs, but I think kind of frail. His name is Davey Graham. This is Cocaine. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yonder come my baby dressed in white. Well now, baby, won't you stay the night? Cocaine all around my brain. Here's my baby dressed in blue. She said, lover, what's the matter with you? Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, won't you please come quick? This old cocaine's making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Dressed in red, If your love's for me, won't you come to bed? Cocaine all around my brain. Why's my baby dressed in black? Don't want you to leave, won't you please come back? Cocaine, it's all around my brain. Hey baby, won't you please come quick? This old cocaine's making me sick. Cocaine, all around my brain. Yummy, come my baby dressed in white. Well now baby, won't you stay the night? Cocaine, it's all around my brain.